Do you want to do a little lineup then?
Little rundown.
We'll do indeed. For Dignitas, we have Agron as medic, Rebelli and Bibbon as scouts slash sniper slash spy. We have Rib, obviously, as powerful demo man. Darn and Appy playing soldier. On IDK's team, we have F2 obviously playing medic, Richard Alpert, formerly known as JH, and perhaps later, is Shintaz as scout. Dreamer as demo, Cube and Y as soldiers. Y playing instead of knights this time, I believe.
Yeah, Y is he's one of the older players in
old
TF2.
School players, definitely, yeah. Was he very good.
He went away from the game for a little bit to do some stuff in the RAF. I think he missed about one or two seasons. But he's back now, and I'm pretty surprised he got straight into Div 1 when he came back. But no, he definitely had the skill, and I guess you have to try and prove today if he still has it.
Extremer putting some ninja stickies there on A. I don't know if you've seen them, just on the lip of the ramp when you walk in from the main route.
An interesting point is that IDK have no scout. No engineer. I've got two scouts on the roof.
Dude, so they want to see
the whole utility play has gone out the window.
Obviously, we see Extremer at B here just to make his presence known. Apply some spam. Dignitas taking their time. Demo going down straight away on Dignitas. Soldier and demo down. Darn sticking with Agron here, obviously. It'd be a suicide just to push here on his own.
The Extremer stickies failed there. Both scouts were...
A was a long shot, obviously. Yeah. It was a pot shot. If he got it, it was great. If he didn't, then there's no real loss. Obviously, Dignitas didn't lose anything there, really. Obviously, they didn't gain, but they didn't lose anything in terms of the fact that they pushed B, because they're still capping A here. So, time sticking, but they're still capping.
Yeah, just two scouts on A at the moment. They're either going to go through AB tunnels or straight through C. And they have chosen to go through C.
No. Making use of Bonk here as well.
I believe it's... they're still at spawn. Still at spawn. Interesting to see how they play this. As you can see, two soldiers have been separated from the medic. Damo pushing along with Agron here. Belly going down straight away. Darn taking down a scout.
Uber popped.
IDK have Ubered. Dignitas Ubered after about 2 seconds. Ribs are staying clear, just so he needs to stay alive here, which is very important on B. Very important he stays alive here. As you can see, JH knows that and has taken him down straight away.
Oh, very well played by JH.
Very well
right
played
there.
By JH. Dare I say that his experience showing through?
Darn overextending well a little bit there, I think.
He did well, though, to take down the soldier, considering.
IDK are definitely not going to let them get this for free. Still going to fight for it.
I believe Dignitas should at least start putting pressure on the capture point so that IDK have to start pushing and stop it. At the
they're
moment,
for
Dignitas aren't doing that.
No one's
trying
capping,
to push them back. No, they're trying to push them back here. I think IDK almost have Uber, though. That's the problem. So they need to be careful here, and they need to start capping. They're going to surely stop this. Here we go. You see IDK pushing with the Uber. However, they've had to use it early. Dignitas will have the Uber in time unless Extremer gets the kill.
There it is.
There it is. Extremer didn't get the kill. And Extremer is weak. Very, very weak. He should be going down if anyone with the...
Finally.
Blade.
Still need to get time on that point. They
still need to.
Dancing around a little
However,
bit.
The demo is down, though. Without the demo on B, it's very difficult to stop. Especially that Rib is still alive. Securing the area here. Dignitas not settling with by staying on it and capping. They're pushing already. I need to focus the heavy. He's got Natasha here. Rib doing a lot of damage here, but might be going down. He's down now. Demo's weak. Extreme is very, very weak. I know he's not actually. He's from full health. He just took two rockets, though. What happened there?
Overheal. Natasha's a great choice of gun for this last point on Gravel Pit.
I agree, yeah.
It's so, so difficult to jump up as a demo man or a soldier onto this point when you have a heavy sitting on top with a Natasha.
If I was Ignis, I would not push unless his demo's with them. He's now, though. He is now.
IDK have got the Uber ready.
Problem is, Jim was running out of stickies to spam with, so he couldn't really put any more. Soldier very, very weak. On the right-hand side of the spiral, going up towards C, the heavy Zubat, obviously 450 health, plus the power and sheer height he has, makes him a
extreme
sure
game
win.
2 with Medic.
Harpy did very well to get out of his life, or maybe not.
Dignitas have finally killed someone. Bibbin with a baseball kill on cube. Dignitas only killed one person then.
Well, Harpy's timed out right now. I think he's having connection problems. He did time out at the beginning of the match before they readied up, so.
Dignitas can call for a pause if they wish to, as time is ticking. However, I don't see any point if he's rejoining, and the fact that they wouldn't have pushed anyway, even if he was alive and on the server.
Yeah, I don't think it's not going to make much of an impact, to be fair. He was dead at the time.
Now, problem is now for Dignitas is they need to get rid of that heavy on the capture point. I thought Bibbin would have gone sniper, maybe.
It seems a popular tactic when you have a heavy on the point who's keeping you from jumping up is... to go crits! And that's what they've done.
They've Ubered. Demo needs to go down here. Demo's not down. It's Extrema versus Rip. Demo
Rip's
is down
on
though.
7
though.
HP there.
Yeah.
So it was either way. Just had the backing of the Solly to help him up.
Here we see JH pushing. However, he should be going down here. He is down. Bibbin's taking it down. It's 3 down for IDK. Two soldiers and a medic on the spiral trapped. Getting
see if
hurt.
Rip
constantly.
Can get any magic off here.
They're going to spawn in time, unfortunately. They've dropped back. IDK have dropped back bottom right.
So yeah, as I was saying, that's a very popular tactic to do when you have a heavy on the point and a lot of classes up there. Just go crits and charge up a sticky and take some pot shots right up there and you're going to get a lot of kills.
Indeed. Unfortunately, he only got the heavy. Okay, I know it was only the heavy, but... Ribbed going down here too easily. So it's not a good thing. What are Dignitas doing? Dignitas really need to start linking up here. I'll make it about 6 minutes, 50. 7 minutes almost.
It's going to be a good time.
Just suiciding for the doctor?
For the medic
at the moment?
They need to. Nice shot, by the way. Just saved. F2's ass there. We're just coming up, but one rocket killed him instantly. JH having an awesome game, as always. Taking down Rebelli. Ah, there we go. As you can see, Bibbin has finally realised he should go sniper to try and take something down here. Pot shot, maybe? See what we can take down.
We do have 80% crits on Aggron at the moment, so crits will be coming up soon.
They're 2 down. IDK are 2 down here.
100%
crits.
On crits, here we go.
They need to take something down with the crits, though. It's crucial, because F2 will have time. They've Ubered, surely. They have Ubered now.
That's the heavy down, though.
That's still 2 down. For IDK, here we see Darn putting pressure on IDK to come up and try and stop this. You can see them coming up now. Darn's not going to get this. Nice play by Appy there, taking down the scout. One shotgun. Sticky's on the point. Appy's been hurt there. Extreme is weak here. Bibbin needs to really hit something here. You're really not helping his team. Finally, the medic down. Well played to Bibbin there. This surely should be IDKs if they
Way is really weak as well. 30 health. He's down.
Rib on the point with 3 HP.
No, Demo down. The scouts, we need to come to Aggron. They're 4 down. IDK are 4 down. This should be Dignitas. It's 5 down. It's just a soldier now. He's going to jump up. Oh, he's failed his jump. Cube has failed. He's failed his jump again. Comical moment of the match. I believe the Darwin Award so far goes to Cube.
It's a very shaky start from Dignitas, but they did pull it together. And
7 minutes 21, though. That is a good time. Not bad. It's not the best time, but it's still a good time.
It's an average time, I'd say. Average time.
Got ourselves an engineer now on defense.
Mr. Rebelli himself. Should see one of Dignitas here. Suicide. The reason he's done that, obviously, so the engineer and... In fact, two, obviously, yeah.
Three.
For three. So the engineer has enough ammo to build a level 3D SG and, obviously, a dispenser and a teleporter. Bibbin trying to crack a joke there by saying he's gone medic. Obviously, Bibbin would be a pro medic, being the fact that he's a scout. So,
I think he would actually make a very good medic. He does have the brains in this game.
He's
one of the smarter players.
Unfortunately, Scout is a very impatient class. They always want to keep running.
So. IDK rolling with a spy.
Believe so. Shintar's going for public hero mode,
see what
as it were.
See what damage he can do.
Where has he gone? Do you know where he is? I can't
see
him.
He's gone on short.
Ah, there he is. Disguised as an enemy scout. That won't bode well for Dignitas and the fact that they have no scouts.
Alarm bell should be ringing at some point.
Indeed, it should.
I think he's just going to uncloak and go for the medic.
There we go. He's uncloaked. He's going for the medic.
Wow.
Medic down. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
He managed to get down on the exit as well. He's dead.
Magron puts his little safety smile.
Public hero L-O-L. Actually paid off. Well played to Shintaz.
Shintaz does play on the public server Hampshire Heavies very often, so that's where he gets his public hero skills from.
Are you sure? I thought it was from Fragger.
Maybe.
Oh, Fragger's maybe a genius? Well. What are you talking about? What are you laughing for?
No comment.
Safety smile?
Safety smile indeed. Here we see IDK pushing on the left. Soldier really hurt here on the rock. Should be going down, surely. No, he's
not. The Uber's been popped though.
The Uber. SG's still up. SG's still up. It's going down though. It's down. IDK, we need to get rid of that dispenser. Otherwise.
I don't think they have guns on the roof.
Medic, not down. Ah, Dan failed miserably then.
He gave a shake of the mouse he did in frustration.
Did indeed.
Mouse slam.
IDK pushing? Six down. Dignitas has just spawned with Rib and Aggron. They're pushing already. Demo is sticking
it. I think this is a bad decision. If they get caught out...
Times two. I personally don't think they should be pushing here. Times two is not enough.
Should just be up holding those choke points.
Yeah, we can see IDK dropping back. And why is he so? Just tempting a bit, thinking, yeah, maybe we can take them down.
Rib was
down.
So weak then. 10 health.
Indeed, Rib not shining as much as I thought he would at the moment. You know, as we know, he's a very, very skilled demo man. That's two soldiers down.
Wow.
And Dignitas have Ubered. This is not looking... Sorry, IDK have Ubered. This is not looking good for Dignitas. Can't see Rib. Rib... Rib going down. It's four of Dignitas down here. It's just Rebelli to save, which I highly doubt, unless IDK can somehow... Yeah. Well played to IDK.
Yeah, very impressive play by IDK there, just showing that completely dominated them, basically.
Well, to be fair, it was Shintaz who won it, really, that round. Poor show, really, in the fact that Aggron died.
ABBA, of course.
ABBA indeed, yes, because obviously some clans like to attack first then defend or vice versa. So obviously Dignitas might think they've got an advantage here. Whole psychological thing, really.
I think they're going to go double NG because they're badass.
Maybe Bitman's an awesome NG. We got a couple on IRC.
Well, no, we'll wait for them halfway through between each map, I reckon.
Okay, yeah.
As we'll just get so many shoutouts, it would just be impossible. So we see two scouts. Nope. Shintaz going engineer, sorry. One scout, one medic, soldier, an engineer. Oh, I see IDK just playing for fun.
This is actually a vertex strategy that IDK are using at the moment.
Indeed,
where,
I'm sure it is.
We just build random shit and spawn while we wait.
Indeed.
It's a good luck charm, I'd say.
Tradition.
Indeed. It was very well played by IDK in that round. I was surprised that Dignitas did push in there. It was a bit of a suicidal move.
Indeed, indeed. I'm assuming that they both got Uber, not crits. You know, none of them have crits or anything. Just for jokes.
Just for giggles.
Both have Uber.
Both Uber. Dignitas have chosen to not go for an NG this time.
No, they're playing it to their roots, as it were. Obviously, Bibbon and Rebelli, good scouts, and they can take more down than with two SGs. So, which could be the case, and may actually be true. So let's see how it goes.
A bit of trash talk from Cube there about the spy situation on the last attack.
Well, Shintaz has played it correctly because obviously. Alright, let's just see this off.
Sorry, Extreme Rune.
Yeah.
That's also a very common tactic. You can do that while you're capping A. Just send maybe a soldier and a demo. You can force the Uber, and then you have plenty of time to wait for your respawn to come up.
Indeed.
And then you still have Uber before they will.
Indeed, that's correct, Sir Swirly. We see that from Power, in fact. They send two soldiers in a demo, just going completely aggressive on a medic, trying to make them Uber or kill him, while the others just cap A. You've got nothing to lose, because they'll spawn in time by the time they finish their cap. So
can be tricky at this high level, though.
Very tricky, no. To get
but definitely
to kill the
worth
medic.
It if you... No risk and all reward, shall I say.
Streamer should be going down here, yeah. Very easy there. Rib got a sticky on him. Soldier should be going down as well. Well played by Rib. That's three down by IDK. Two scouts on the right from C? No? Is that two scouts at C?
We've got...
That's one scout.
Yeah, we've got two scouts there.
No, it's two scouts, yeah. I thought so. Heavy's No, Bibbon maybe taking on here, or Rebelli?
Scout and scout fight here. At C.
Rebelli, it's two versus two here. We see Rebelli and Bibbon versus JH... And Shintaz,
JH
taking down Bibbon. Rebelli obviously being wise here, dropping out. Because obviously 2 versus 1, he just wouldn't stand a chance. IDK pushing on the rock here with Extrema, what a surprise. IDK running away here. JH still about, he's on very low health. Should be taking him down, the soldier, not utilising on the fact that he's on less than 40 health. IDK... Spreading their players about pretty well, actually. Healing up with the medic, hence taking down two of Dungatas.
JH doing some great work on the point there, keeping them out.
The only reason he did that was because he used his brain and just went to the medic, asked for heals, go behind the rock, get some heals, go back again, you know? Very well played there by JH once again. I think that's lost, I believe.
Yeah, they're not going to be able... Even if they push in now, they won't have enough time to get it.
Indeed. Rib needs to stay alive.
He does get out with his life, but very weak. It was
Rebelli,
actually,
have Uber. They should have Uber in time, they do indeed. Soldier going above left side, second entrance. However, they've pushed first. Nope, they might be switching here. No, they're still pushing first exit. No, they're switching now. For those that haven't noticed, if you look up in second entrance, you should see Dignitas Darn above
Spec
the Doman and the Medic.
Down.
Here we go. They've made the mover. Dignitas Darn should be going down here, so they're minus a player, but however...
It was Cube that's putting pressure on the Dignitas Medic as well there.
Well played by the Scouts. They need to stay alive here. Well played by Bibbon. Bibbon playing really well here, taking down three players. The Scouts took down five players.
That's great play by the Scouts there.
Well played to Dignitas there.
I think it was a good choice by Dignitas to favour the two Scouts instead of the NG. They got a lot more mobility. They can move around the map. They cause a lot of pressure and stuff.
This will be interesting to see how now IDK will push here. Taking a push on the Medic, however, I believe Cube is going down. Quite easily. Demo pushing as well. They need to get the medic. Medic should be going down here. No, Rib does very well there to get a sticky and a grenade on him at the same time almost. IDK going for the approach of let's get the medic, kill him so we have Uber advantage. Obviously, IDK didn't have the Uber. Dignitas settling with the fact that they probably know that IDK don't have the Uber, but they'll rather wait for IDK to push them and then use it.
Basically, they were trying to use the same tactic as they did at the beginning of the map.
Do they have crits or Uber?
It's just Uber. F2 has Uber. Yeah.
Pushing on the right here of C.
They're on the right side, though.
Dignitas are on the right side. They are on the right side, though, so they can't really utilize this Uber.
It's a great play by Darn.
They just completely nullified
that
Uber.
Darn being very clever there. He's going to need support there, though. He is going to need support and spam. He has got it. Well played. Well played, Dignitas. Well played to Bibbon, absolutely destroying JH there. A lot of spam, Extrema down, Rib playing really well. Soldiers are really weak on IDK.
Rib playing
very well there, pushing, still pushing as well.
Just relentless.
Well played to them. Well played to Rib there, pushing on the right.
Making up for a bit of lost time, isn't he?
Yeah, definitely. I think they've warmed up now.
It's a very solid play by Dignitas there, just keeping the soldier and the medic combo right at the choke, so they couldn't do anything when they both Ubered at the same time.
Indeed,
Dream was looking for a way through there, but he just couldn't find it at all.
Too much spam. Darn play. Darn was the key there with his Uber. Just utilizing the fact that it was Uber versus Uber, blocking.
IDK fishing anything. In with another Uber now.
Where from?
And a pirate.
Fishing from the right, right side again. Again, the wrong side.
Same thing.
He
exactly
can't do anything. Just cancelled out. The soldier's too weak. He's gonna get absolutely destroyed. Surely. Darn needs to focus on. Yes, well played.
IDK, do you have a pyro now?
Darn needs some help here. Darn needs some help. He's going to... Well played to Rib. Rib's there, although he's tagged. Darn's very, very weak.
Extremely played.
Pyro should be going down here. No? He's dropping back, actually. No, drop back.
They need to go
as well.
A different way now, though, don't they?
I think Cube's having some problems with his connection still, so he switched to pyro, seeing if he could do anything fancy, but I don't know. It doesn't seem to be working out for them, really. Making the wrong decisions.
I believe the decision was the incorrect. It's not the fact that Cube's lagging here. The fact that IDK have pushed the same route where the Uber is does not really help the rest of his team.
I think they're trying some of the Jedi mind tricks right there.
Shintaz, a spy. Well spotted, Anderson. This could be interesting now. Can Akron figure it out? Has he been spotted?
Yeah, he's been spotted by the two scouts.
Ah, okay.
But so he is invisible. No. They know there's a spy, but...
Soldier weak on the medic! Soldier weak on the medic! He hasn't seen him! He's had to Uber! He's still on the spiral with no health.
Yeah, 23 health there.
Poor scouts or soldiers should have taken him down there without needing to use the Uber. IDK still have a massive Uber advantage now.
Shintaz is climbing the spiral right now.
He's
uncloaked. Let's see what happens here.
He comes up now.
See if we can get a lol smiley face.
Oh, dear. Wow. And again.
Very well played. Very, very well played.
The safety Agon smiley's feeling, out.
Once again to a spy. Surely Dignitas would have called it. IDK would seriously have to mess up here to not cap this. Demo would have to... Extrema has to go down here to... But Dignitas... No. Dignitas really do have... No, they've got no chance. Still, though, a decent time by Dignitas. Not bad. Not bad. 7 minutes 34.
It was a lot better than their first defense anyway.
Indeed. Well, much better, about 3 minutes.
But yeah, we have had some nice smiley face spam once I got the backstab there in chat, so... Let's try and keep that up, shall we?
Agron failing once again to spy. Surely, if you, I believe, Wally, or was it Anderson that called it, the fact that Dignitas have spotted the spy, surely Dignitas would have called it on their comms.
The
Agron should have been extra cautious. So,
there was a huge delay between him being spotted and then eventually him going for the kill.
I know, but he's still alive, though, isn't he? He didn't die, so that means he still should be cautious.
Very well played by Shintaz. He did.
He did disguise very well, there. I believe. I believe he was disguised as a friendly sniper, so obviously he was disguised very well there to try and, you know, mimic, as it were, what to expect. Because IDK had a sniper, and Dignitas called that.
Bunk scout right through onto B.
They're pushing B here at the moment. That's. Dignitas pushing B. Not actually pushing, though. It's dropping back.
That, I think they were trying to be a little bit sneaky there, but...
Extrema doing enough spam there, I believe.
Yeah, he held his ground on that,
however,
that house there.
Dignitas aren't really capping A. Are they?
They're going for it now.
Now? They lost a minute, though, almost.
Going for the tunnel towards B.
Obviously, IDK, I can't see IDK trying to stop A, personally. I think they'll be content. Dignitas pushing though, B, with two soldiers. Rib down. Medic Uber. Oh, the air shot as well. Unlucky to Darn there. Well played in terms of aim by Darn then.
Yeah, good stuff by the heavy classes of Dignitas right there. Did exactly what IDK tried to do in the last push. I mean, the first round push.
Cubes lagged out, which...
They are allowed to ask for a pause. They are allowed to ask for a pause, obviously, because it's timed.
Dignitas not given it. Yet.
But no, I think they're caught up in the game.
There's no. They don't need to give it. They can pause if they want. It's in the rules.
Yeah, but it's a bit of sportsmanship, isn't it, at the end of the day?
Of course. No, of course.
No one likes...
They should have paused when they were just sitting around C there.
That's five down for IDK here.
They've called it now.
Cube.
It's too late now. Cube's just reconnecting. There's no point.
Some controversy I can see happening after this match.
Fair play awards being shouted about. I wonder.
But to be fair, Dignitas did not actually have to say...
No, they did not. It's in the rules.
IDK could have just paused straight away.
If IDK wish to pause, they can just pause.
And you have to hold C Dignitas. For 5 minutes now, so it's quite a long time to hold C, to be fair.
Medic down! That's not a bad thing, actually. Obviously,
and a soldier.
That's not a bad thing for Dignitas. I know, obviously, they just lost two, and they could have maybe pushed with the Uber, but F2 would have had it in time. So you might see Aggron now switch to crits.
I'll keep an eye on it.
I'm just going now.
Yeah, he has actually switched to crits.
What a
right
surprise!
Good
like
call,
clockwork.
Mate.
Like clockwork.
Give yourself a pat on the back.
That could play into their hands, but again, that's a little bit of wasted time, and if this Indeed. Push doesn't work, it's a bit... Ah, we'll see.
Dignitas really need to take advantage... they need to stay alive here. When they do push.
Profanity from way there on the voice card.
On the voice card, indeed.
Rib is well known for his good aim, so we'll see what he can do with it right now.
Just
pushing
in
from right side right now with crits. Crits has
Medic,
been activated.
They've killed nothing with the crits.
Aggron down as well.
Aggron down. JH meat shotting everyone. Just taking down Aggron and Rib and wow. Dignitas destroyed then.
Yeah, JH doing some very good janitorial work there and just getting the cleanup.
Do not be fooled though. This is Dignitas and there was 4 minutes. Trust me, they can easily turn this round.
If you look at it this way, you can pretty much get a push every minute or so. So I think
it is every
minute,
but if you really push it, if you push someone to limit, it's about 40 seconds, believe it or not.
Okay, so maybe they have about three or four pushes left in them. We'll see what happens.
Indeed.
Are they still using crits? They are still using the crits, but they are going from the B side. So
Dance
they're
going to
be a little bit closer. We'll see what happens.
He's hitting the heavy.
Okay, they do have crits. They're coming in from the left side now.
Someone needs to create a distraction.
Wow.
Soldier down. Rib needs to stay alive here. He has stayed alive. However, there's crits everywhere. He's just blown them. Rib down. If he waited a little bit more, he would have got the medic and the demo. They just stood on the sticky.
Again,
Sniper
feeling
going
on
down.
Natasha. It's so frustrating.
Doing really well here. JH is literally having a really good round.
He did just get airshot by Appy and got away with 6 HP, which is ridiculous.
Luck of the game, isn't it? When you're having a good game, you get away with things like that.
Still 2 minutes 50. I've seen Dignitas pull this out of the bag many a times.
He's getting a bit cocky now, I think, though.
Yeah. Arrogance prevails. Arrogance prevails.
It shouldn't make too much of a difference, to be fair.
Obviously not. He thought he could go out for it, take something down. They're going to push here. They are going to push, I reckon. Obviously, F2 doing very well. Shout out to his men. The crits are going to be useless now. Medic should be going down. Medic's down. That's three down. Four Dignitas.
Riven's still jumping around in the point. They could still do this. Oh, maybe not. I lie.
Still 2 minutes left. Do not be fooled. IDK have an advantage of... Well, the advantage will be very short-lived, obviously, in the fact that Aggron has crits, Krieg, and F2 has Uber. But let's see if Dignitas can actually Uber up before F2 has Uber.
They have got the slight advantage now.
Slight. They should have more. It's much faster. Much, much faster, Krits Krieg.
If they're going to do it, they're going to need to do it straight away.
Oh, they're pushing!
Wow,
they're pushing
F2's
already.
Very weak at the back of the point.
Very,
now.
Very weak. F2's on no health. Medic down. Dignitas have taken down the medic and the demo. Looks like it could be over for IDK. It could be a draw here. That's four down for IDK.
What a poke.
Two versus two. Two versus two. It's between the scouts here. Bibbon needs to take down the scout.
Oh my god.
No, JH has saved IDK's butt once again. However, he's the only one alive.
Still got a minute to go here. This could be
JH having a great game right now.
Dignitas are still going to push. If I know Dignitas, they will still push this. As obviously, because they've got nothing to lose. I don't think it'll be Uber for Uber.
I don't know. They're on 45.
They're waiting for the crits. I think they should wait for the crits, I'd say.
They need to do enough spam and put pressure on IDK here.
That's exactly what they're doing. Trying to keep up the pressure while building at the same
really
time.
Really needs to shine here. Remember, there's no overtime. There is no overtime, and it takes about 20 seconds with a good amount. If there's any times two on that,
they've got it now.
Here we go, guys. Last push coming up.
38 seconds. Demo needs to go down. Demo, Dignitas, the rib is down. Extreme is taken down. Down with the air shot.
That's wow, it. Jay Dignitas is just completely going to town on Dignitas right now.
If we can look at JH's kills, my God, well played to JH there.
He's miles ahead of everyone else on that. 20 frags. Next person's
wow.
13.
That's for a round. That's for a round, remember. That's not for the whole map.
Yeah, rib with 13.
Dignitas had the chance there, but didn't take it. IDK holding gravel pit for... holding cap point C for about 5 minutes.
Wow.
Poor show by Dignitas. I really thought they would have taken it then, personally, and it would have been a draw. That's good news for us.
That's a very surprising result there. Like, you would have thought Dignitas, they are one of the stronger teams in Europe. They are very, very good on gravel pit, but maybe
indeed.
With the performance recently and the lack of practice.
Happy coming back as well, you
it's
know.
It's kind of being apparent, yeah.
Obviously, I'll have to ask you both for man of the match.
It's obvious, isn't it?
Yeah.
JH, like without a doubt, JH just completely did the exact thing that he needed to do during that match and get those clutch kills.
I want to be
just
a bit controversial
up.
Here, actually. I'm going to say Shintaz. He did get some nice spy kills.
It's if you weigh them up, it's JH is one moment, you know, one round of glory, as it were, because he played really well in that round. Or was it Shintaz's spy duo, as it were? He got the spy on B. You know, he went spy and got the medic on B, killed the medic with Uber. He got the medic on with Uber on C as well, that won them the round. You know, obviously that saved more time.
Well, combo, is it?
I'm sticking with JH, so.
So you're sticking with you're sticking with Anderson. You're sticking with Shintaz.
I'll
so it's up
Shintaz.
To me, obviously.
Yeah,
ooh,
call
let
it.
Me think. Let me think. I'm gonna go for Shintaz, even though I hate his pressure-ness. in the fact that. I think him killing the medic with Uber bought his team more time and was more effective than JH raping Dignitas for that one round.
It's the small things in life.
It was a very exciting match. I did enjoy that very much, and I hope our spectators enjoyed it as well.
Very close. So that's IDK with 3 points, putting them up to 21. Now let's hope Dignitas, let's take the next map, actually. That'd be good for us.
You guys got any shout-outs in the meantime?
Ah, yes, let's do some shouts, actually. If we look at ETF2L radio, .radio.
I'm going to go for a random one here.
Here you go, Anderson.
Let's see. Oh, my God. I've got a tab out here. Sorry.
That's all right. I'll do a shout out.
Shouts to Africa, apparently, from Wild East. that was the first one I saw.
Okay, I'll do a shout out then. Shout out to Pishtu and Fish and Milfy, my little jackasses from MTF Flashy.
Shout out to Team SDX.
Hey.
From SDX98, The Shadow.
Well, Aussie Clan, been around a while. Shout out to Mr. Serious Cat for all his immense feedback. Thank you.
Shout out to Blog for hitting puberty. Why do I always get those ones?
Falls wants you to do a shout out for him, bye.
Indeed. By far the funniest one. Well done to Blog for hitting puberty. I've been told out to do a shout out to Targe Demo Men. Okay.
I've got a shout out from Shintaz as well. And he reckons I'm the best shoutcaster behind Jimmy Breeze. So
we've got a shout out from Jimmy Breeze himself, the master of TF2 as it were. A shout out to JH for the man of the match. He thought JH was man of the match there. So it's 2-2, Swally.
We need Dave's opinion. But he's not here, is he? So,
we'll take Dave's spirits opinion, as it were.
I'd like to give a shout out for Jimmy Breeze, just because he's Jimmy Breeze, to be fair.
Indeed, definitely. Let's be fair to Dignitas, though. Even though they did lose that, IDK have played much more than Dignitas have as a team. You know, to be utterly fair, especially with Appy coming back. And I don't see Dignitas playing... as much as IDK. Hence, obviously, IDK apparently quitting ESL because of the just too many officials to play. So IDK really under the cosh, playing a lot of officials and PCWs. Dignitas playing about 50% of what IDK are playing, I believe.
It's not really good enough excuse, to be fair.
It's a tough life, isn't it?
It's not a good excuse, but obviously if you keep practicing, you know, practice makes perfect. You can see a lot of mistakes in Dignitas.
That's the TCM way?
Indeed it is. You don't get if you don't put effort in.
So bye.